You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says Donald Trump's proposal on Muslims disqualifies him as a serious White House candidate.
The question now is about the rest of the Republican Party and whether or not they're going to be dragged into the dustbin of history with him.
Trump wants to bar Muslims from entering the U.S. He has faced a firestorm of criticism from Democrats and Republicans. Earnest said divisive comments about Muslims are contrary to American values and play into the hands of terrorist groups. Supporters of Donald Trump are saying they will back their candidate even if he runs for president as an independent. A new USA Today Suffolk University poll shows nearly 70% of Trump supporters would still vote for him even if he left the Republican Party. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the U.S. has no indication that the couple who killed 14 people in Southern California last week was part of a wider cell. Lynch told reporters in London this morning that there's no clear indication that they were planning anything specific, but that the information was, quote, still evolving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
The Girl Scouts organization has sold 2.5 million boxes of cookies online this year. That's landed the organization $10 million in sales.
But the news is bittersweet. Overall, sales were down 1 million boxes from the year before, and those iconic door-to-door and sidewalk sales are disappearing. The cookie program was originally designed to teach Girl Scouts about business and how to be entrepreneurs. Online sales weren't part of the plan, but organizers have updated their digital cookie app to add a calculator for Girl Scouts to keep track of sales and organize orders. And now, instead of setting up cookie stands, some Girl Scout troops are setting up their own cookie-selling websites. I'm Tammy Rose.
A school board member in Wisconsin wants a children's book about the Muppets to be taken out of kindergarten classes because it's too graphic. Marshfield school board member Mary Carney is against the book For Every Child, A Better World by Jim Henson. The reason? It has images of children living in poverty that she says are not appropriate for five-year-olds. This is USA Radio News.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs.
The holiday season is a busy time of year, and we are surrounded by people and, unfortunately, germs.
Dr. Neha Viez with the Cleveland Clinic says there's a couple of reasons why it's so easy to pick up a bug this time of year.
We are indoors much more than we are in other seasons. We're around more people. We're in closer contact with people through office parties, parties in general, or out at the mall.
Dr. Viez says to take precaution whenever you're handling anything that's been touched by a lot of people. However, folks shouldn't avoid going out during the holidays just to avoid germs. Dr. Viez says that being aware of what you've touched is important so that you remember to wash your hands before you eat or touch your face. Dr. Neha Viez with the Cleveland Clinic has some advice for folks who may be feeling under the weather.
If you're sick, then take a step back and ask yourself, is it really this important to go to XYZ place or to go to a particular party where you could infect people?
It's now been determined that when men refuse to stop and ask for directions, they may have a good reason. Researchers at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology have discovered that men typically find shortcuts and are better oriented when completing, quote, wayfinding tasks. Doctors administered testosterone to women to test their theory, then measured brain activity. They found that the men's sense of direction was much more effective and that they got to their destinations faster. With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 40 degrees, humidity is at 79%, and visibility is at 7 miles. Today we are expecting partly sunny with a high near 50, and tonight a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 57, and Thursday night, mostly cloudy with in the low 40s. Friday, partly sunny, high near 59. And the weekend, also Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Sunday with a high near 61 and mostly cloudy, Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 62. So we have a few mild days ahead of us, a little chance of rain. And it is currently 12:09.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. Before I get started, I just want to tell you a little bit about licensed professional counselors. We are a counseling body of individuals who are trained in all areas of counseling therapy. Marriage and family, addiction counseling, couples counseling, grief and loss, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. To be a licensed professional counselor, you need to have a master's degree, hopefully from an accredited school where you get your master's in a counseling field. You also need to pass a national exam to become licensed and meet the criteria of training and supervision. And It's an interesting field. I love being a counselor and working with people and bringing a lot of different counseling theories to the table. A lot of counselors use a lot of cognitive theory. We use cognitive behavioral, dialectic behavioral therapies, just to name a few things. One of the things that's very important to counselors is our ability to be ethical with our counselors and to maintain confidentiality. These things are extremely important. You will find licensed professional counselors working in hospitals and agencies, in drug and alcohol recovery programs, VA hospitals and VA counseling programs, and as well as shelters and many other venues where we are needed to help people, senior centers, those kinds of things. In addition, many licensed professional counselors also have private practices. I happen to have a private practice and enjoy working with quite a wide range of clients that come to me with many different issues. So with that being said, and I, you know, I've said this before, and I only have only plugging that is one of the main reasons is to provide some education in terms of what a licensed professional counselor is, what we do, but also to provide some information about healthy lifestyles and good mental health, because we are also considered mental health workers, rather than mental illness workers. So my topic today that I picked was love. And generally speaking, I come up with a topic because either there might be something that's going on within my practice that I think has generated a topic, or something that's going on in the public square that generates a topic, or it's just something that might strike my fancy. I picked love for a reason, however, for today. And I picked it in light of the political, I don't use the word political climate, but more the warring climate. I'll use that. The terror climate. Specifically because of the San Bernardino terror attacks that happened last week. I can talk about terror and fear and all of those things, but I really thought that love might be the antidote. So love is a pretty powerful emotion. It's probably one of the most powerful emotions that we can experience as a human being. And it's complicated because love is an emotion, and love is also a choice. And that's part of what makes it more complicated. We don't usually think of love as a choice. We tend to think of it mostly as an emotion or an expression of affection towards someone or something. You know, I love you, or I love chocolate, those kinds of things. And so we tend to use that word quite a bit in our lives. It's based on compassion and affection and kindness, just to name a few things. But the reality is love is a lot more complicated than that. And so that is part of what I'm going to be talking about today, the more complicated aspect of love and why choosing love rather than just feeling love can be really important in our lives. So believe it or not, I actually need to take just a very short commercial break, and I will be back momentarily with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. As I said, a short little commercial break there. So my topic today is love. Why do we love? What is love? What is the benefits of love? Actually, interestingly enough, in ancient Greece, we had seven different words, or at least they had seven different words to describe different states of love. We just use the word love, and it makes a sort of this big blanketed thing. Like I said, I could love you, I could love chocolate, I can love Christmas, I can love a lot of things. Seven words. I may not pronounce them correctly. I never took ancient Greek, so bear with me on that. So, storge, I'm going to say, S-T-O-R-G-E, it's a natural affection. It's like the love that you share with your family. It's just a general sense of familial warmth and closeness. There's philia, and that's the love that you have for friends, friendship love. Philadelphia, okay, that's city of love, friendship. Eros, no, we do use the word erotic, so that's where that word comes from, and that's sexual, both positive, negative kind of sexual love. Agape, now that word has regenerated itself in some Christian circles, but agape actually means unconditional love or divine love. Ludus, L-U-D-U-S. This is playful love. It's kind of like childish love or flirtation. Pragma, long-standing love. The kind of love that a married couple develops over time. So they might go from the ludus, childish love, flirting love, playful love, to more deeper, long-standing pragma love. And then there's philatua, which is love of self or self-esteem. So we do have these concepts when we consider love. We just don't have specific words for them as they did in ancient Greece. And we all know that the love that we feel for our partner is not the same love that we feel for our children or our parents or our pets or our job or chocolate, for that matter. And we even recognize that love can change over time. We can feel different emotions for different situations and different people. And yet it's still the same word. And that's kind of what makes it a little confusing. How can we love two people and say, I love you, two completely different types of people, mom, spouse, child, and mean it, but actually mean it differently? And yet we do. So it is a little confusing. Love is something that we can practice. It's an action step. therefore, that's the ultimate concept of love is also a choice. It's a feeling, and it's a choice. Sometimes we, I'm going to say, kind of abuse the word love. We attach it to things that maybe that sound more like I enjoy. I kind of say that I enjoy chocolate or I enjoy my job. Maybe I don't love my job, but I do enjoy it deeply. But it really is about putting things into practice, things that we enjoy doing, that we're passionate about. So enjoying and loving and having passion are three different, very different kinds of emotions. And it's really important that we learn the distinction between the three of them. Not merely communicate it with someone else, but learn for ourselves what those three feelings feel like. Because they're very powerful words. Enjoying, loving, and passionate. These words can be used to help create awareness. Awareness of who we are, awareness of how we interact with other people, awareness of how we take care of ourselves. So, my preference is to do things in my life that I enjoy. To have people in my life that I love and who are loving. And to have activities in my life that I am passionate, or causes that I am passionate about. These things are powerful in that they help us determine the choices that we make in life. It also helps us with gaining self-awareness and building self-esteem. Well, self-esteem, the philatua, the love of self, not in a narcissistic way. Another Greek word. Oftentimes it begins with finding love within yourself. Again, it's that self-esteem. I talk about self-esteem all the time because the word that's so important here is self. Not self-aggrandizement, but self-esteem. It helps me interpret who I am through my feelings towards myself. We have a tendency to say, oh, that's boastful or egotistical. It can be, but that's not the goal. The goal really is to sort of have self-knowledge. Some self-appreciation. It helps with building boundaries and limits. It's the way we interpret life. Love is accepting of others as it is accepting of self. So with self-love, self-esteem, I recognize that I have flaws. That means that not only do I recognize that I have flaws, I recognize that I'm not perfect, I recognize that I'd like to work on those flaws so that I have better quality of life, better relationships. So you can begin to see how love is also a choice. They're the choices I make in terms of how I think about myself, how I relate to other people, and how I think about other people. Not just how I feel. Not only how I think about and how I feel about, but how I treat. How I treat other people, how I treat myself. And I don't mean treat myself to, oh, I love chocolate, I'm going to treat myself to chocolate. Am I treating myself with respect? Am I nurturing myself in a healthy way? Am I taking care of my body? Am I putting myself in danger? Am I respecting my own needs? Am I accepting myself for who I am, rather than trying to be someone that I am not? We hear love your neighbor as yourself. That means loving self first. Again, not selfishly, not egotistically, but having a good, solid grounding in self-esteem, self-knowledge, self-awareness, self-respect. One of the things that happens in our society, I think that's created such a huge entitlement and narcissistic problem, is that we are not teaching self-esteem, good self-esteem. Giving everybody a trophy is not teaching self-esteem. It's saying, I don't want you to feel bad, so I'm going to give you something so you don't feel bad. It's other. It's coming from the outside. It leaves people empty and hollow because they're not taught how to have self-esteem, self-love. Philatua. They're not pronouncing it right. Love of self. And then, as I mentioned, we have the word agape, unconditional love or divine love. So in unconditional love, it means that I accept you for who you are. And that is actually a choice. I accept you with all your flaws, the mistakes that you've made, that you look different, sound different, have a different religion, different belief systems. The idea here is that I don't force mine on yours. The thing about love is enhancing. Love is something that creates growth and development and light and caring and patience and kindness. When we have someone who, there was a church up in, I think, Massachusetts, the parents were arrested for murdering their son out of beating him because they were saying they loved him. That's not love. Love is not supposed to hurt. There is a thing, though, is tough love. So I'm going to actually take a little break and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about tough love. So I will be back in just a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. FBI Director James Comey says the San Bernardino attacks represent a new phase in the battle against terrorism.
Homegrown violent extremists, the radicalizing in place in order to kill innocent people on behalf of a foreign terrorist organization, to claim a foreign terrorist organization and try to give it credit for acts of violence.
In a Senate hearing, Comey said the attacks involved two self-radicalized people who were inspired by international terrorist organizations. Comey says investigators are working hard to determine how long they had been plotting their homegrown attack. An education reform bill is headed to the White House after clearing the Senate. The bipartisan measure replaces the No Child Left Behind Act and is expected to be signed by President Obama. The measure reduces the federal government's role in overseeing public education and returns more authorities to states and local school districts. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. If symptoms of a health issue slow you down, you're not alone. Your employer feels it too. According to a recent report by the Institute for Health and Productivity Management and Pfizer, Inc., a survey of 35 employers revealed that conditions like allergies, low back pain, and heartburn cost employers millions each year. One corporation reported $3.25 million lost annually in worker productivity because of these ailments. Other studies confirm that health issues result in significant costs to businesses, as impacted workers are often absent and less productive. However, help can come through access to over-the-counter medicines or OTCs. Studies estimate that every $1 spent on OTCs save the U.S. healthcare system $6 to $7 by reducing physician visits and medical expenses. Broad access to OTCs for the self-care of common ailments can help people find faster symptom relief, produce cost savings, and prevent lost productivity. Learn more about OTCs as a resource for self-care and wellness at IHPM.org.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about love and why we need love and what is love. And I ended with talking about or opening the topic of tough love. Because love isn't supposed to hurt, and yet at the same time, we don't want to move love into a state of codependence. That's where I rescue and enable and caretake. Now, there are times that we need to rescue, obviously. There are times that we need to caretake. There are times even that we may need to enable, I mean, sort of make the way for. Children, it's where we have that overlap. Sometimes we need to rescue children. Definitely need to enable them to work harder, to achieve more, to build their self-esteem. And caretake, obviously. Children need to be taken care of. Well, the same thing where we have people who are elderly or who have some type of handicap or disability, where they may need to have some care. Those of us that are able to take care of and care for others, by all means. There are times, however, when these three things, enabling, caretaking, rescuing, can actually get in our way and can actually hinder other people. And that's the codependent aspect. That's where tough love may need to come into play, so that I am not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. If I know that you are capable of, or that you can learn how to, my job is to teach you how to and then let it go. My job is to let you do it yourself. Sometimes my job, I'm just talking about being not being a caretaker, but I'm talking about tough love, would be to actually have you suffer your own consequences for your own behavior. I can't pick up the pieces. We can't. We can't pick up the pieces for everyone. That's not love. Do I want people in my life to hurt? No, I don't. Do they hurt sometimes? Yes, they do. As a parent, my job is to provide good coping skills for my children so that they know how to be disappointed, that they know how to handle feelings of sadness, so that they learn good, healthy, emotional coping skills. Life has a full spectrum of issues. Everything from an enjoyment to lack of enjoyment. It goes both ways. Having expectations met to be highly disappointed. You need to know how to handle all of those feelings. So, tough love is important in that it gives us the opportunity to allow other people to learn. And we can also teach. I'd rather teach than enable. And I need to let go of control, because that also does not work. When I try to control a person or a situation, I may not be demonstrating a sense of love. So that is part of where love becomes an action, not just an emotion. And so we can learn how to demonstrate love through different situations in terms of how we behave, not just how we feel. Love in general between two people. This is the beginning of an interaction that's based on trust and truth and respect, giving and sharing. These things are essential for people to grow in mutual love as two individuals. It's about getting to know the other person, trusting the other person, respecting the other person, feeling trusted, recognizing the person's being honest, feeling respected. One of the things that I talk about in couples counseling is feeling safe. When we're safe, chances are we feel trust and respect. We feel listened to, acknowledged. And mutual love grows between the two people. If we don't feel safe, we fight and argue. We run away. We play dead. We'll look for breaking up the relationship, divorce, all of those things. Because we no longer feel safe. So feeling safe is a very strong component towards love. So it's easy to fall in love with someone. It might be more difficult to stay in love. And a lot of times, falling in love, I say this, sounds like a mistake or an accident. So I need to recognize that I want to know, are you being honest with me? Are you trustworthy? Where's the level of respect in our relationship? Are you How are you working? How I'm observing you with other people, your own family, your own friends, with strangers. I'm going to observe. I'm going to take action steps before I give you my heart. Love, therefore, becomes an experience, often a meaningful experience. Love is a beautiful thing. Well, we know that. We hear that. It's music written on it and stories and sometimes love does fade away. And can it be rekindled? Yeah, I believe it can. And it comes back down to trust, honesty, respect, important things. My experience is that love grows more love. And that the opposite of love is hate. Hate doesn't grow things. Hate eliminates things. Does love conquer all? Well, that would be lovely. Using the word love, it would be lovely if love conquered all. And sometimes we can end up putting ourselves in positions where we get used and abused, thinking that this is love. Because I will love you so much that you will stop hurting me. But that doesn't work either. Because I need to have some of that self-love. It's complicated. I need to take another little commercial break. And I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat, and I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about love. What is love, and why do we need love? And one of the reasons that I'm talking about this, as I said early on in the show, is that we are in a situation currently where we have hate, and we see the destruction of hate, as in San Bernardino, as in Paris. Love, as in some of the Greek words that describe love, we have agape love, which is unconditional love or divine love. And unconditional love is so important, believe it or not. Loving with conditions. I love you only if you. Is very limiting. Now, one of the things that I refer to in my practice is I do use the Bible because I think it has a great description of love. Many of us who have gone to weddings, either in our own wedding or listening to other people in their weddings, they use this particular Bible verse. And I think it's a really great example of explaining what love is, because it's both feeling and action. So love is patient. That is both a feeling, and practice being patient, feeling patient, just biding my time. It's an action. But love is kind. And you know, that's also an action. It's a choice of behavior. I practice being patient. I practice being kind. Love does not envy. I'm not jealous. Those are more of the feelings. I'm not jealous. I'm not envious. I'm not coveting your things. I don't want what you have in such a way that it is damaging to our relationship. And love does not boast. Well, there's a difference between stating the facts. Okay, in other words, I might be good at something. Not to say I'm good at it because you're not good at it. That's the boast. And love is not proud. Now, again, I can say I'm proud of you. I'm proud of things that you've done. I'm proud of the work that I do. It is not proud as in haughty, better than. So the boasting and the pride, those things are really about a good sense of humility. Humility, equal to, not better than. We all are different, and we are all equal to. At the same time. So each one of us has our own talents, our own gifts, our own faults. No one is better than anyone else, basically speaking. Love doesn't dishonor others. Well, there's that agape love. It's accepting. It's unconditional. Love is not self-seeking. The narcissistic aspect, the entitlement aspect. And it's not easily angered. The patience. Love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. So, if we love someone, we don't have our bag of resentments that we keep adding to. That bag of resentments can get awfully heavy. It can get so heavy that we no longer even like you. And there is a difference between loving and liking. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. What's the truth? I want to know the truth. And doesn't delight in evil. If something bad happens to you, I'm not going to go, yay, jump up and down. Love always trusts. There's that word trust. It hopes. And it perseveres. That doesn't mean that love becomes a doormat. We can be patient and kind. We could work at not dishonoring others and not do self-seeking. The last thing that I want to see are people destroyed. Acceptance. Accepting our differences. There's many people in this world that I don't agree with, and I know there's many people in this world that don't agree with me. And that's okay, because not everyone has to like me or approve of me. And I would prefer it if everyone did love me in some ways, based on these descriptors of love. But that doesn't mean that's going to happen either. So that making some choices are really important. Because love is not just that warm, fuzzy feeling. Love is an action step. It's an action step, not just a feeling, it's a choice on how we treat other people. It's a choice in how we accept treatment from other people. It's the foundation of relationship. Trust, truth, honesty. Whenever I try and force, control, manipulate, those things don't work. Being arrogant, being overbearing, It's an amazing attribute that we have as human beings. And I do think that the animal world oftentimes has a form of love. You know, I think we have a sense of, you know, love from our pets. Or we see, you know, on Facebook a lot of times we see a dog and a duck have some kind of a friendship relationship. Just as an example. It really triggers growth, and development, and acceptance. There is some self-sacrifice. It's not perfect. And yet striving for unconditional love is important. Having some tough love also sometimes is important. Confusing sex and love happens. So we have the erotic, or we have the connection. You know, I talk about this with clients. Is it an activity or is it a demonstration of caring? It's an important thing to recognize. Loving our neighbors, really important, as we love ourselves. And so it is asking yourself, am I loving myself? Do I have some good self-respect, self-esteem, self-care? Do I feel a sense of compassion for other people? And what am I doing? And as we are entering our holiday season, I know we are celebrating Hanukkah this week. With Hanukkah is the gift of light, the gift of giving, sharing, family, loving. Christmas, same thing. And if we are a country and a community where we profess love, it really is about accepting unconditionally. My job as a human being is not to make everybody feel okay. That's too big of a task. My job as a human being is to love you with your differences. That's unconditional. You may be different, celebrating a different holiday, not celebrating a holiday at all, not having any kind of belief in a deity. That's okay. Whatever religion you practice, from Buddhism to Islam to Christian to Jewish to Hindu and to whatever other religions there are out there, because there are many more. Love means accepting them all and not forcing them. Not forcing them on other people. If someone chooses to become Jewish or Christian or Buddhist or whatever it is, it can be by the power of attraction. Not because you're forcing me into it, but because it looks so attractive, I want to join it. I have clients that have gone from being Christian to Buddhist, or from being Buddhist or Hindu to Christian to Jewish to... I've had clients make those changes in their lives, be atheists to become believers, or vice versa. And it's really about the attraction of whatever that is. And I think that that's really an important aspect of what love is and why it is important. So that we have benevolent goodwill to others, generosity, helpfulness. Not caretaking, not enabling. These are things that we can look at into ourselves, look into ourselves and ask these questions. Am I demonstrating these things in my life? Unconditional love, trustworthiness, respect, self-esteem, other esteem, tolerance, joyfulness, patience, kindness, generosity. All important things. So I hope this was a useful program for you today. And We are actually at the end of the show, and I need to sign off. There's another commercial ahead. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington. I've been in practice for